Part 2, Chapter 9, Two Deadly Hurricanes. Fierce 100-mile-per-hour winds and torrential rains pounded the island of Dominica, about 100 miles from our island of Antigua. The eye of Hurricane David passed right over Dominica. We experienced high winds and toppling trees and electricity poles on Antigua. We were concerned about the folks on Dominica, since we had missionary friends and over 700 Little Lighthouse Club members on that island. Missionary pilot Larry Galloway was also concerned about the people on Dominica. After the hurricane finally passed on, he flew his small plane over the island, looking for a spot where he could safely land his plane. As he looked down, he said the once beautiful mountainous nature island looked like a pig pen. Great devastation was everywhere. The tops of most of the palm trees were torn off. The banana trees, a major export of Dominica, were flat on the ground. The houses were torn up, and landslides were everywhere. Larry finally found a spot on a street of the capital city, Roseau, to land the plane. After landing, he walked around the ravaged city with the twisted steel of large buildings and crumbling walls of the smaller businesses. He looked for someone that he could help. He eventually found a lady wandering the streets as if she were looking for someone. He stopped and talked to her and found out she was the wife of missionary Ken Glover. She was looking for her husband but could not find him. She told Larry their home was destroyed and they were out of pure drinking water and food. She also said their daughter was seriously ill. Larry said, "We need to get you safely out. Come and get into the plane, and I will take you to my friends in Antigua. I'll come back for your husband." We were surprised when Larry gave us a call from the Antigua airport saying he had some guests for us. We picked up Mrs. Glover and her children and brought them home and took care of them for a couple of weeks. The little girl was very sick, but she recuperated after getting medicine from the doctor. Mrs. Glover was quite concerned about her husband because he did not know where she was, and she had no way to contact him. I know he was even more concerned when he could not find his family in Dominica. Some of the Dominicans told him a man came in a plane and took his family away. They did not know where they were going. Eventually, Larry found Mr. Glover and brought him to Antigua. After the family was reunited, they made arrangements to fly back to the USA. Seeds for Hurricane Victims. We had over 700 Little Lighthouse Club members on the island of Dominica. We knew they must be in need of food, housing, and comfort. As we thought and prayed about what we could do to help them, the Lord gave us the idea of sending seeds to them. We knew most of their gardens were ruined, which was the main source of their food and even money for most of them, as they were accustomed to selling their produce. We appealed to our friends and supporters in the USA to send us seeds for these people. Many people responded and sent hundreds of packets of seeds to us, and we forwarded them to Little Lighthouse Club members. The Lord also provided 500 pounds of seed to two churches. We distributed the seeds to fundamental pastors in Dominica for their church people. We prayed the Lord would use these seeds to open the hearts of more people to the seeds of the Word of God. as it was broadcast over the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Following are just a few excerpts from scores of letters received from Little Lighthouse Club members in Dominica, thanking us for the seeds. Some of the letters were describing the hurricane. "This hurricane is the first I've ever experienced, and I am praying for another one not to come back." Another letter said, "Hurricane David started at 12 o'clock in the evening and finished at about 5 in the afternoon." Another said, "During the storm, no one could see what was going on around. Everywhere was white." One said, "Our ears were full of wind." And another, "Everywhere looks like a pig pen." Some letters describe the damage that was done. "Our roof was flying through the air like wild birds. Both rivers came together and washed away our whole garden. Our bananas were flat down, citrus trees looking as though they were burned down. When I saw our house roof fly away, tears came out of my eyes." Another letter said, "We have nothing like food and school." And someone said, "Our home broke down and lost all our things into pieces." One said, "All my dresses went away." And another, "My parents' garden is mashed down, but now we have got the seeds." Some letters describe terror and death. "A woman was trying to run with her baby and wind take the child from her arms and stick the child in a tree. As the woman tried to remove the child, a stick came and went into the child's heart. Oh, this storm was just terrible." "Hurricane David lifted up 3 children on a galvanized roof and brought them down a quarter of a mile from their home." "Our family is without a father. He was running to save us when the roof of a neighboring house fell on him." And some discussed the seeds that we had sent. "I have no mother, and I thank you for the seeds. I can't say any more. Every day I am crying." Another said, "I received the precious gift. Now we can plant to give us food." And one said, "When I get the seeds, my mother was making her seeds bed, so it was a blessing you sent it." And one said, "I'm happy for the seeds. I will take good care of it and treat it with the best way I can so that it can bear fruit." And one said, "I am thanking you extremely for the cabbages and beet seeds that you provided. After this terrible storm, your seeds were very important to me because for the longest time, I don't find any seeds in Dominica." And another said, "There's so much to do, but I insist on thanking you right away and all those who contributed the seeds." And another said, "I'll surely make good use of the seeds." There were spiritual seeds sown. "This letter and story have helped me to become a child of God." Another said, "Thank you for the seeds. I keep listening to the Little Lighthouse Club, okay? Thank you very much for the good words in the little book." One said, "I received your letter and the seeds. I love your program very much. I'm listening every day." And one said, "I will remember Jesus once more again." And another member said, "All my papers are gone, so please send me lesson 3 so that I may continue." Some of the letters sent prayer requests. "Pray for my family. I love them and don't want them to go in hell. I want them to be with you and me in heaven. Pray that God will give me strength and courage and faith in order that I may survive." Another one, keep praying for us until Jesus comes for us. There were a few other observations and comments. Hurricane David gave us a good washing, but God knows best. He wants us to remember He is there. I am homeless, but one important thing, God always keeps me and I will never forget Him. People are saying Christians caused the hurricane, but I am saying it is not Christians, but it has too much bad people in Dominica. Another one said, although David has blown away my home, clothes, and food, I am thankful to the Lord for sparing my life. Hurricane David did us bad in Dominica, but we don't blame God because He is not sleeping. And one said, we're getting food once a week, but only enough for 2 days. Some are getting more than others. Things are getting worse every day. The young people are trying to bring in communism in this place. Hurricane David hit Dominica in 1979, but a much more dangerous hurricane hit the island in 2017. Our son Tony and his family lived and ministered there. Hurricane Maria hit Dominica full force while they were there. It developed into a Category 5 hurricane with winds up to 185 miles an hour as it crossed Dominica. Tony told the story of the experiences preparing for the hurricane and during its fury. He said, we used ping pong table boards to cover two of our most vulnerable windows and a piece of wood to cover another. When the power went out, we could not continue to board up windows. We had put our two dogs in our garage. But as we looked out the kitchen door, we saw that the garage was beginning to give in the winds. I went out to the garage, let the dogs out, and attempted to tie the roof down with a rope. Not 1 minute after I returned to the house, the tank for our solar hot water system on the roof came crashing down right where I had walked. I wanted to return to the garage to shore up the doors, but thankfully Martha prevented me. A few minutes later, one of the doors blew off the garage, followed shortly by the other one. Then the roof went, and it wasn't long before the whole garage was flat. The strong winds began around 9 p.m. The sound of the howling wind was relentless, and the gusts literally shook our concrete house. The pounding of my heart only intensified my prayers to the Lord for His protection and for His peace during the storm. In the front room, the driving rain was pouring through the boarded-up windows and the front door. Eventually, we abandoned trying to keep the floor dry. Still, the winds increased until we felt unsafe in the living room. If the roof went now, it would be too dangerous to venture outside to our basement. There are no steps inside the house to the lower floor. The only dry room remaining was the middle back room, Emily's room, where all of us except John Luke went to ride out the rest of Maria. Minutes seemed like hours up to this point. In that room, Eric, 7 years old, told Martha that he was beginning to be afraid. I took my guitar out from under Emily's bunk bed, and we began to sing, God never moves without purpose or plan. As we sang, we were reminded that even in this moment, we were safe in the hands of God. By around 11:30 p.m., the winds began to subside noticeably, and by midnight, Maria had finished her fury. In 4 hours, Maria had decimated our formerly beautiful nature isle of the Caribbean. In the morning, our eyes could not believe the destruction Our yard was littered with debris from at least 4 different structures, and every tree was either down or completely stripped of its branches and foliage. Later that day, I began walking to the villages where the believers from our church in St. Cyr lived to make sure everyone was okay. That week, I walked many miles and over one mountain to check on believers. Thursday was my trek over the mountain to check on a family in the village of Concord. We had heard that a family of 6 was missing from that village. They were a family of 6, so we were really concerned. Praise God, I found them all well. However, their home was destroyed, and their vehicle had been blown into a little stream. While Tony and all the folks who were sheltering with them in their home gathered for a devotional time one evening after the storm had passed, some friends arrived with an unwelcome announcement. The names of the whole family were on a document from the United States State Department stating that they were to be evacuated from Dominica the next morning. They had no plans to leave Dominica. They wanted to stay and assist the folks there as much as possible, but it seemed like the Lord wanted them to leave for a while. Regarding this decision, Tony said, sometime during the packing, I heard Martha and Lisa, a local young lady who lived with them, crying together. Martha told her that she felt guilty leaving them to deal with everything without us there to help them. Lisa responded, "But Miss Martha, if you go, you might be able to help us better." Sleep was almost impossible. I believe this was the most difficult thing we had ever experienced. Not the hurricane, but having to leave the infant churches in this way, and not being there to even say goodbye to most of the believers. It was hard to leave 2 Christian young men, especially John Luke, a young believer who called us Daddy Tony and Mother Martha. He was sobbing, and we were crying with him as we assured him of our love and tried to encourage him to keep his eyes on the Lord. We were very concerned about Tony and his family because we had no way to communicate with them, and we did not know if they were safe or not. The first communication we had with them was a text message telling us they had been evacuated to the island of Martinique and were making arrangements to fly back to the USA. Tony and Martha and their family were taken safely to the USA. Tony returned to Dominica a few weeks later and worked with Operation Renewed Hope to deliver relief supplies, help with reconstruction, and provide communications, especially in the area where most of his church folks lived. The entire island was completely devastated. The beautiful mountains were stripped of their rainforests. Most buildings were severely damaged or completely destroyed, and most electric lines and poles were down. Communications were down as well. Agriculture was wiped out, stripping most of the local people of their means of income. It would take years for the island to recuperate, but the people were working hard to put their lives back together. We know our God is in control of everything, and He uses storms in our lives to bring awareness of His sovereignty and salvation. We thank Him for what He's done in many lives through Hurricane David and Hurricane Maria.